You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, divorce rates drop to a record low in the United States, according to new data. I'll talk to a family studies expert about what's behind that trend. First, 2016 was a big year for music made by Wisconsin artists. Right now, we're hearing Eight Circle from Eau Claire's Bon Iver. They dropped the album 22 a Million this year. It's not the only music to make waves out of Wisconsin in 2016. Piet Levy joins us now with his recommendations. He's a music writer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Piet, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, first, we expect Bon Iver to get a lot of attention with their new albums. What is different about this one, and what's your take on 22 a Million?
Yeah, well, 22 a Million, I think it's a beautiful album. There actually wasn't quite certain if there'd be another Bon Iver album. I spoke to Justin Vernon from Eau Claire a couple of years ago, and he wasn't quite sure who would return or in what capacity. He's been really busy the last few years working on other projects. He has this really inventive festival, the Eau Claire Festival, out there in Eau Claire. But Bon Iver, he wasn't quite sure if he could get back on track with it. And when it came to making the album, it was very different for compared with Emma Forever Ago. That was an album that, you know, is well known for being this kind of solitary experience where he kind of secluded himself in this winter cabin and worked on his music to kind of go through this breakup. Here, he didn't really know where to begin, and he really couldn't have made this album without relying on, you know, several musician friends to kind of help him. They started with improv jams and just kind of grew from there. They had this basically this giant forest of music that they had to kind of shape, and it led to its most experimental album yet, and I think certainly a really strong one. A lot of the musicians, too, are from Wisconsin, you know, Sean Carey, Thomas Winsek, and much of the music was made in Eau Claire at Vernon Studio.
You shared a lot of other music with us. We'll see what we can get through, and let's stick around Eau Claire for a bit and give a listen to Kalispell. This is a clip from our summer music series set list last summer. Here's a listen.
Just like a summer night, delayed by evening light, fading, losing form. We watch the presses run, spinning like a race's arm, out of focus till it's over.
Kalispell with Printer's Son. Tell us about their mellower, more acoustic music there.
Yeah, so this is the project for Shane Leonard. And I actually became familiar with Shane through his work with another band that I really love, Field Report. Shane joined that group a few years ago, and Field Report really expanded its sound from its first album to its sophomore album. It became a little bit more lush and just grander. And Shane deserves a good amount of credit for that. You know, he's a really interesting artist who spent some time kind of studying, you know, claw hammer style banjo picking. And with Kalispell, he's created this very distinct blend of, you know, folk and a little bit of bluegrass and a little bit of jazz. And it really leads to some songs I haven't quite heard before done in this kind of vein. So I think it makes him a really exciting artist. Printer's Son is his latest album, and that came out this past summer.
Moving on to another band, and this one of our Facebook followers mentioned, originally from Oshkosh, now Milwaukee. Tell us about the band Dead Horses.
Yeah, Dead Horses also released a new album this year called Cartoon Moon that I'm just really in love with. It started out as a folk group with Sarah Voss, who had this big kind of crisis moment in her life, and she was in Milwaukee for a bit, moved back to Oshkosh to kind of regroup, and kind of helped to regroup, music really helped her to regroup with this band. And she's just been, she's a really strong songwriter. Her songs are, you know, very, very beautiful, kind of painful, kind of sad, and the band has kind of grown and grown and grown and grown. They played a couple of sold-out shows here in Milwaukee this weekend. They opened at the Riverside Theater for Trouble by Turtles this fall, and they're just, you know, this album was worked on by Ken Coomer, was a producer who played drums with Wilco and Uncle Tupelo. So definitely getting the word out there, but these songs are just so strong, really beautiful, really well done.
Here's a taste of Dead Horses with the song All I Need, or All I Really Need to Know.
Burning bush in the desert night, will you share your flame, will you cast your light?
And is that a pretty good representation of the sound of Dead Horses, Piet?
Yeah, the album was recorded almost like a live experience, and I think live, honestly, is even better than the album. I think the album, there's still a little touch of that produced feel to it. It's still a very good album and definitely worth listening to, but certainly seek them out live if you can. It's a beautiful show.
We're rounding up some of the best musical releases of 2016 with Piet Levy at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about Wisconsin artists now. Let's dial it up a little. Do you have some favorite rock albums out of Wisconsin this year, Piet?
Yeah, one, it's dialed up, but still kind of in the vein, like, as you can see from what we talked about, it was a really good year for kind of folk Americana with that Horses, with Bon Iver, with Cowspell, but very kind of different styles of it. And Trapper Shep is yet another style of that. Very kind of roots rocky, a lot of Tom Petty influence. Shep is really young. I think he's 25 now, but his last album, Run Into Run, was a couple years ago, and I think he was like 21, 22. Really, just there's so much confidence to his songwriting, just a lot of wit, a lot of heart. And on this latest album, Rangers and Valentines, he just really kind of it just blossoms that songwriting skill, but also just the production value. He worked with Brendan Benson, who's best known for his work with the Raconteurs with Jack White, and he also produced Corey Chisel's last album. He had some really cool guests on this last album too, including the McCray sisters, who have worked with Bob Dylan. Even Mark Maron from WTF podcast is a guest guitarist. But it's just, you know, ultimately, despite all the kind of guests and bells and whistles and horn sections, beyond all that, at the center are some really just really clever and sharp and instantly accessible and sweeping songs. You know, Shep is just a really strong songwriter.
Here's Trapper Shep, and the song is Settling or Sleeping Around. That's Trapper Shep again, a new album out this year. And Piet, from Trapper, let's go to Trappo. Tell us about the Madison rapper who calls himself Trappo, if I'm saying that
yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly, Trappo. Yeah, we're definitely changing tones here a little bit. Trappo is just 18 years old in Madison, and he's released a couple of projects. The latest one is Shade Trees, which just came out, and he also released an EP called She this summer. And, you know, he's just 18, but he's already getting some pretty strong attention. He's already gotten shout-outs from Pigeons and Planes, which is kind of a tastemaker, you know, hip-hop blog website. BBC Radio 1 did some stuff on him, too. He's gotten some good traction on Spotify. Super young, but super talented. What's interesting about him, too, is that he is really able to go from, you know, pretty, you know, strong kind of intense, you know, verses and rapping to, you know, kind of more like R&B style kind of soulful singing. He can really kind of go back and forth and dip in and out really easily doing all that. So he's off to a really promising start. Just played the Majestic Theater this weekend. Saw him at Freak Fest in Madison this summer. It was a really strong set. And just to have this kind of talent at his age, I can't wait to see where he goes from here.
Here's young Madison rapper Trappo, the track She Moved On.
The guy don't have $1 million, and I'm a rapper, so my chance is really close to garbage. Now on a bike, he got a whip and plus like two garages. The benefits, so heaven sent, it was my choice to rob him. I mapped it out, and on Sunday, they go and get massages. Visit his pops in a pen, but he just working honest. I really want me a Benz, but I don't have the dollars. I split the cake with my friends, the brew that's in the project.
18? I wouldn't guess that from listening to him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. His uncle, I think one of his uncles did hip-hop in Chicago, and Trappo kind of grew up watching his uncle do his thing and was really deeply inspired by him and, of course, bigger artists as well. So, yeah, he's from a young age, he was kind of destined for this, and he's really accomplishing a lot at a very young age.
Before we play a couple more tracks, people around the country may not think, if they hear Wisconsin music scene, aren't probably the first two words they think of. We've got a lot going on here, don't we, Piet?
Oh, it's an incredible, incredible music scene all over the place. And there's just so many different kinds of styles. I have actually a list of the 10 best Milwaukee songs, from my opinion, at jsonline.com/music. And I'll be having a list of the 10 best Milwaukee albums this week as well. And I always struggle with these lists because there's so much good stuff. But this year was really, 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 really hard for both those lists because there's just so much good stuff going on. The scene is just really with the internet, with people being able to just kind of, you know, do stuff in their bedrooms and create really good songs that weren't able to really get out into the world. You know, just a few years ago, it's just exploded in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin. So we're hearing much more music than we've ever heard before, and there's so much inspiration, not just locally, but from other artists as well, because we have so much access to music, and artists have so much access to music. So it's really led to some really rich stuff everywhere, and especially in Wisconsin.
All right, Piet, speed round here. You sent us a few more tracks. Let's listen to Lex Allen. The song is Cream and Sugar.
Sugar, honey, iced tea. You are everything that's sweet. Dip you.
All right, Piet, quick info about Lex Allen.
Yeah, he's just a really interesting R&B artist, new soul artist who hasn't released a full project yet, but all these little songs he's done have been very strong. He's got really great stage presence. He's working on his full-length album, which is coming out in 2017. Can't wait to see it. Can't wait to hear it.
All right, speed round continues with Be Free and No More. Here it is.
Try to ease my mind, but it ain't working. I'm hyperventilating from the way that you hurting. Your love is hurting, but one thing's for certain. I don't want to do this no more. Can't keep crying, trying.
All right, liking it, Piet. Tell us about Be Free.
Oh, yeah, I love it. She had an album called Ode to a Love Affair. Came out. It's in the vein of Jill Scott, as you can kind of tell from that song, about just a woman going through a difficult relationship and kind of finding recovery at the end. And Be Free, she actually nearly lost her voice. She had to have vocal cord surgery a few years ago.
Wow.
So that album, I think, is especially rich because she's able to get out these words that she, you know, for a while there, it was touch and go that she could.
Wow. So next up, Reyna, Spill Your Colors. Piet, I'm hearing some 1980s there. Tell me about Reyna.
Yeah, definitely. They're definitely an 80s influenced synth pop group. Reyna is actually led by the Banuela sisters, Vic and Gabby, who are best known around Wisconsin as Vic and Gab. They're a really popular pop rock group that did really well. But they rebranded, have a much more expansive sound, have worked with some you know, really strong, you know, industry songwriters, and they've released 4 songs so far. All 4 of them are just superb, really good stuff. A full EP is supposed to come out next year. Can't wait to hear that, too.
Last up in our lineup, Melv, featuring Moons in this one, Goodbye.
I'm breathing in poison, trying to keep my eyes open. While you're out there flirting, you're too busy loving your double life. Yeah, I was scared to leave you.
Piet, I would be happy to hear that on my kids' Top 40 station. Tell us about Melv.
Yeah, so Melv is the stage name for Jeffrey Melvin, who's a producer in Cedarburg, who's also super young, I think like 18, 19, something like that. He's largely done instrumentals and remixes, but they're really good, and he's gotten millions of streams on SoundCloud for these instrumental remixes. This is his first real kind of pop-leaning song, and it just exploded and was number one on Hype Machine, which is like an aggregator of music blogs. Did really, really well. I can't wait to hear what other kind of pop stuff comes up next from him, because he's really talented. Did that song in less than a day, which is crazy.
We'll leave it there. We'll go out with some more Reyna. Piet, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
That's Piet Levy with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, sharing some great Wisconsin music of 2016. This is Central Time.